this evening. Just one verse of Scripture as we come to the Gospel for tonight. One verse of Scripture in the book of Proverbs in the chapter 27. Proverbs and the chapter 27. In the opening verse of that chapter, we read these words, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I want to speak this evening in the Gospel on the subject, very simply, very plainly, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow never comes. As we come to God's Word and to the Gospel message for this evening, can I ask you please to join with me in a word of prayer? You know the Lord, you love the Lord, then pray with us, pray for us. Pray that those who are watching tonight, who are out of Christ, far from Christ, that this would be the night they put right in their heart the matters of salvation. Let's pray together. Our eternal God and our Father in heaven, we come to Thee this evening. And we come, Lord, in the great name of our Savior. We thank Thee, Lord, for the One who is the great Redeemer. We thank Thee, Lord, tonight for the One who is the great Messiah, the One who came to lift the people out of sin, the One who came to die on a cross at Calvary and there give His life and shed His blood that we might have eternal life. And, O God, we thank Thee this evening that in a world that is filled with so much fear and dread, Lord, in a time when there is nothing as certain at all in our lives, O God, we thank Thee tonight that our hope, Lord, for each one that's saved, our hope and our confidence is found alone in Christ. But, O God, we pray tonight for those who are still wandering and for those who are still out, Lord, in the journey of life without the Savior, without any hope. O God, we pray that tonight by Thy Holy Spirit, Lord, You'll take a dealing. God, use Thy word, we pray. Help, Lord, this preacher. Lord, You know the weakness of the flesh. And, O God, we just pray that tonight You'll be pleased to use, Lord, this vessel of clay to Your glory and to Your honor. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight that even in homes, Lord, that sinners will cry unto Thee for salvation. So hear and answer prayer. Continue on with us now. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm sure I'm speaking for most people tonight when I say that at the moment it seems that every day just fades into the next. There really is very little planning or forward thinking about the days ahead. We cannot plan with any certainty. These days of lockdown have thrown all sorts of routine and forward planning out of the window. And it really does seem that tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow is just the same as today. Groundhog Day, I think, is the term. There really isn't any sense of variety or normality about today or indeed tomorrow. It does seem that tomorrow never actually comes, and because it's just the same as today. But you know, in a sense, tomorrow never comes. In reality tonight, all we have is now. Because even when tomorrow comes, it's then today. And so all that we have this evening is now. All that we have is this present time. And this evening in the Gospel, I want us to come to this verse of Scripture. And I want to bring God's Word tonight. I want to bring the Gospel to your heart tonight. And I pray that God would speak to your heart this evening. If you're still out of Christ, and you're still in your sin, and you still are wandering around in this world without any hope, that this evening you would listen. And that tonight, for these few moments now at the end of this broadcast, that you would listen like never before. As we face another week of death statistics, as we face another week of hard news, I pray that this evening you would realize the truth of these words of which we have been reading tonight. and which we will consider, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I want you to see, first of all, with me here, very simply, very plainly, that there is a problem. Because I want to look at the problem of tomorrow. Not about the actual events or what will take place tomorrow, but about man's attitude. Your attitude tonight, if you're out of Christ, this is your attitude about tomorrow. Notice some aspects of this problem that is spoken of here in verse number 1 of Proverbs chapter 23. There's the boasting. The text speaks about man boasting about tomorrow. The word boast there in the original, it means to be clear. It actually means to be so certain and so sure. And as a result, it means to be foolish because you can't be clear about tomorrow. You cannot be certain about tomorrow. Here the wise man, Solomon, in these proverbs and in this verse, is saying it's a foolish thing to be so sure that you'll have tomorrow. You remember what I've said just a few moments ago, that tomorrow never really comes. But sadly, there are still many today and they boast about tomorrow. They speak about tomorrow with great clarity and with great certainty in relation to their future. Man believes he can still speak with great certainty and clarity today. That he can boast about tomorrow, that he can boast about the future, he can boast about what's going to happen when all of this passes and when all of this is over. And yet there's not one of us knows what tomorrow will bring. You see, it speaks of a pride, it speaks of an arrogance. Sinners are proud and boastful, foolish concerning their boasting. They believe that tomorrow, they believe that the future, they believe that the days are guaranteed, that as sure as they have today, that they will have tomorrow, that as sure as they've seen through these past month or more now of lockdown, they'll see through the rest of it and they'll come out the other end, God willing we will, but there's not one of us knows. The sin of presumption, the sin of pride, they presume, they assume that tomorrow will come for them just as today has come. And sinner, tonight, that's how you're living your life. You're boasting about tomorrow as if tomorrow was guaranteed to you. As if tomorrow was sure and tomorrow was certain. James gives a rebuke to such foolish talk and boasting when he says in James 4 verse 13, go to now ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there and sell, buy and sell and get gain. He's warning against this foolish boasting about tomorrow. He's warning against speaking about tomorrow with great confidence, with great assurance. Tomorrow is talked about as if we were sure of it. And that's still going on today. Even in the media, even in the realms of politics and the highest powers in our society today, it's all about tomorrow. It's all about the next number of weeks. It's all about the next number of months. Now, there's nothing wrong with making preparations. In fact, it's essential. We'll go on to see that. But don't make those plans without realizing and acknowledging that tomorrow may never come. Because you see what's happening in all of that. What's happening tonight in your heart, if your heart is without Christ. What is happening tonight in our nation is that in relation to tomorrow, God is factored out of the equation. In relation to tomorrow and all the planning that goes into tomorrow, God is factored out and not even taken into account. There is the boasting. That's part of the problem. But there's also another part of this problem. It's blindness. Look what the verse says. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Back over in James chapter 4, in the verse 15, he goes on and he says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. You know not what a day may bring forth. There's a blindness about tomorrow. Tomorrow is eternity just hidden from your view. No man can speak with certainty about tomorrow. You see, in this blindness, we are closed into the reality and the truth that no one knows about tomorrow. No man knows about tomorrow. But rather, it is God who has planned tomorrow, who is all wise, who is all knowing. He knows the events of your life. He knows your every step. He has planned your every pathway. And he knows that for so many, tomorrow will never come on this earth. That for so many tonight who have lifted their heads off their pillows this morning, they will never rest their heads on that pillow on this earth again as they're ushered out into God's eternity. You see, while God has hidden from us the details of tomorrow, and the devil has blinded the sinner to the dangers of tomorrow, tomorrow's plan to no one, there's the danger concerning tomorrow that you could be lost, forever lost, eternally lost. And oh, that tonight, sinner, you would waken to that fact. There's also bondage as another part of this problem. Because tonight the unconverted are held in slavish bondage about tomorrow, believing that tomorrow perhaps will be better and even will be the same just as today. If you read verse number 1 carefully, you'll see that the wise man there is warning about this bondage, following on from this boasting. Because he boasts about tomorrow, he talks with great certainty and clarity about tomorrow, and as such then he's brought into sinful bondage, this trap that gives him some sort of security blanket. And he wraps around himself the plans for tomorrow, and he feels secure in that, but all he is doing is binding himself more and more into his sin. And all you're doing tonight, you're living for today, and all the only security as you think you have for tomorrow are your plans. The rich man in Luke's gospel was held in bondage about tomorrow. He made all his plans for tomorrow. He was going to build bigger and build greater. Today he was going to pull down, but oh, tomorrow he was going to have an even greater earthly empire. He was going to expand his wealth even more. You see, he was held in bondage. And because of his boasting about tomorrow, he was brought into bondage because of his sin. And you know, that's just where the devil wants you tonight. The devil wants to keep you in bondage and blindness concerning tomorrow. He doesn't want you to be concerned or overly worried about tomorrow. Just live for now. In fact, he doesn't want you to think about tomorrow at all. I wonder this evening, as you listen to this gospel broadcast tomorrow, have you ever thought that tomorrow may never come for you? Has it ever really entered into your mind that tomorrow may never come? Oh, we listen to figures of deaths day and daily. But it has ever registered in your mind, I could be one of those statistics tomorrow. And you could be ushered out into God's eternity tonight, and tomorrow you'd be in a lost eternity. There's the problem. But I wanted to see as well, secondly, there is the procrastination. One of the things that we're all guilty of is putting things off until tomorrow. Delaying. But you know, even in that, there is denial. And the problem is made all the more serious and all the worse when it comes to the matter of our soul's salvation. How long have you delayed getting right with God? How long have you put off the most important matter in your life, and that is your soul being saved. How long have you put it on the back burner? How long have you put it to the back of your mind? Because your delaying is nothing more than denying. And yet tonight the Lord comes to you and he calls to you and he says, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart today. You read through the scriptures, you read through the gospel accounts. Whenever it talks about salvation, it's always in the here and now. Today, today. Behold now. Behold today. Don't put off salvation on tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come for you. You know not what may befall you tomorrow. Tomorrow your life may be over and your opportunity to get right with God may be past. Tomorrow your day of grace may be ended, and tomorrow you may be finished in a lost eternity. That's why he says today. You see, there are many tonight, and perhaps you're like old Felix and when he was troubled and trembled under the gospel. And he listened to Paul speak with great power and with great authority. And as Paul reasoned with Felix that day, oh, he was troubled. He was convicted. But the problem was, he put off, he delayed the day of his salvation. And he said, when I have a convenient season, whenever it suits me, I'll get right with God. Is that what you're saying tonight? When it suits me. Salvation doesn't work according to your plan or to your timetable. Salvation works according to God's timetable, and God's timetable is now. You come to God while you have opportunity. You come to God now because you may never have another opportunity. And Felix said, when I have a convenient season, when it feels right for me, I'll get saved. When it's my time, you've heard people, when it's my time, this is your time. This is your only time. The only time you have is now. You're not promised another time. You're not even promised another minute. But still you put it off. The language of your soul tonight, oh, just give me a little longer. Oh, this world, it is so bright. When I feel that I am dying, I'll get saved, but not tonight. Is that what you're saying tonight? You say, preacher, I agree with you. I know I need to be saved. I know I am in danger. I know my soul's not right with God. I know things are not right with me, and yet I'm not going to do it just yet. Oh, how foolish you are. And oh, that tonight God, by his Holy Spirit, would awaken you to see the foolishness of your heart. That tonight, between you and death, there is but a step, and that tonight there is only a heartbeat between you and a lost eternity. Oh, that sinner tonight, you would realize that you stand at the precipice of hell, and it's only by God's grace that you're not there already. That tonight could be your last night. You've listened to the lie of the devil for far too long now. The devil's greatest lie and the devil's greatest deceit. What is it? It's not that he'll tell you there is no hell. It's not that he'll tell you there is no heaven. But the devil will come as you listen to this broadcast tonight, and he'll whisper into your ear, there is no hurry. Don't listen to the lie of the devil. The devil is damned and doomed, and he wants to bring you with him. Don't put off tonight the day of your salvation, but rather this evening, while you have time, come. Don't boast about tomorrow. Don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. Do it now. There's the problem. There's the procrastination. But finally, tonight as we close, there is also the preparation. This verse concludes with the great danger concerning tomorrow. Thou knowest not. You see, tonight, if you were warned that something terrible was going to happen, you would make preparation. Let me bring that into our current situation. For weeks and months now, we have been warned that this virus is deadly, that it has the potential to take so many lives, and sadly, so many have lost their lives already, and many others will, no doubt, in the days ahead. There's a danger. And so what did our governments do? They wanted us to be prepared. They wanted us to be ready. We were told we had to stay at home. We were told we have to self-isolate if you have the symptoms. We were told you have to keep your distance from others at least 2 meters, because that is the potential as to if that virus or that virus could reach someone else. So you keep 2 meters from someone. There was preparation. You see, there's all this preparation tonight to save lives. And yet, sadly, tonight, so few, if any, are making preparation to save their souls. You see, tonight, when your body dies, your soul will live on. When this earthly temple that we currently are in lies in the grave, there is a soul which will live on in God's eternity, either in heaven or in hell. And there's so much preparation tonight, and there's so much warning tonight about the coronavirus, and rightly so. We need to save lives. But listen tonight, far worse than the coronavirus, there's an awful virus of sin in your life, that sin which will separate you from God in a lost eternity for all eternity. You need to make preparation tonight. You need to be saved tonight. Here's the danger in this verse. Tomorrow could be the day of your death. And then how would it be in eternity? Tomorrow could be the date inscribed upon your tombstone. Tomorrow could be the date inscribed upon that little plaque in your coffin, the date of your death. Tomorrow, people could contact your family and grieve and mourn over your loss. Tomorrow, hearts could be broken because you are no longer there. Tomorrow, you could be in God's eternity, lost, damned for all eternity, without Christ and without hope. Because if you die rejecting Christ, if you die rejecting the gospel, if you die rejecting the finished work of Christ and the cross as your only hope, your only way to heaven, then tomorrow could be the first day of countless days in a lost eternity. Therefore, in light of this, in light of this danger, you need to be prepared. Prepare to meet thy God, the prophet of God said many years ago, and it still rings true tonight. You need to be ready. What does that mean, to prepare? It means to acknowledge that you're a sinner. It means to turn away from that sin, to repent of that sin, and it means to rest alone, faith alone, believing alone in Christ. Have you made preparation tonight? Oh, you've made preparation for your body. You've kept your distance. You've isolated yourself. You obey the rules in regard to social distance. But listen, you have not only a body, but more than that, you have a soul. And you have a soul that needs to be saved tonight. Have you made preparation for your soul? Are you saved tonight? How will it be with you in death? As we close this gospel broadcast tonight, what an awful thing it would be if tomorrow you would be lost. What an awful thing it would be if tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and every day for all eternity you were lost and you were damned and you were doomed and like that rich man in hell cried out and yet there was no mercy. Because the moment you close your eyes in death, God's mercy is gone. The moment that God takes breath from your body and the soul separates itself from the body, God's grace is over. You'll not find grace at the judgment throne of God. You'll never find grace in a lost eternity without Him. That's why tonight you need to come to Christ, because God in grace is calling you. God in mercy wants to save you. The hymn writer asked the question, where will you spend eternity? Tell me, what shall your answer be? Where will you spend eternity? Eternity. Eternity. Where will you spend eternity? Thomas Watson, a great godly writer, said this, that eternity to the godly is a day that has no sunset. Eternity to those that are saved is a day that has no sunset. But eternity to the wicked is a night that has no sunrise. In hell, there's outer darkness, there's outer blackness, and there's total hopelessness. Oh, would you not rather come to Christ tonight? Would you not give your heart and life for Him? Ere tomorrow would be that night with no sunrise in your life. The day of God's grace is drawing quickly to a close. You may be nearer. You may be nearer eternity than you realize. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Tomorrow never comes. Therefore, today, now, come to Christ. You need Him tonight. You need Christ tonight. The most important thing you can do in the midst of all of this pandemic that's going around, the greatest thing you can do is to give your life to Jesus Christ. Yes, we need to obey the rules and the regulations. And yes, we need to social distance. And yes, we need to do all that has been brought upon us. But there's one thing needful. More needful than anything else, any other regulations which a government might bring our way. One thing is needful tonight, and that is that you would get saved.
And that in the midst of all this, you'd come to Christ. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. While there is time, come to Christ. It's in times like these tonight that you need a Savior. Have you got Christ as your Savior? Is He your Savior tonight? Do you have this hope, this security, this certainty that it's well with your soul? If not, then tonight come, because He issues the invitation. He extends the call to you tonight. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. I'm going to listen to the singing of this final hymn this evening.